And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Ellie Kinnaird. Last week, Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt joined Durham Mayor Bill Bell in a rally to ask Congress to act on the gun violence that is plaguing our cities, our state, and our nation. They were part of rallies in 120 cities, including Charlotte and Raleigh, and around the country. The rallies were to say to Congress that guns do kill people, and by the tens of thousands, 32,672 in 2011, thousands since Newtown. We are mass killers. Compare the number of our gun deaths to any other country where people do not own guns in the loose fashion that we do. It is shocking. To mark the event, I spoke on the floor of the Senate and listed the carnage, the slaughter that is hurting so many. Families are devastated and left to mourn the senseless killing of so many. Families are mourning the one-third of all gun deaths from suicide. Families are mourning accidents in which children have killed other children. Children have killed parents, and parents have killed children. Guns in the home to protect intruders are actually 43 times more likely to kill a family member. Domestic violence is more deadly with a gun in the home. Homicide is rampant. Just last week, the most horrible of all, a baby in a stroller was shot in the face. When will this nation say enough is enough? Apparently not soon, as Congress shies away from one sensible solution after another. Universal background checks, including at gun shows and private sales. Keeping guns out of the hands of felons and the mentally deranged. Universal registration of guns so that each can be traced. A limit on the size of magazines. The only purpose of a handgun is to kill people, and it is killing African-American children in our inner cities who kill other African-American children. The leading cause of death of young black men between the young age of 18 and 35 is gun violence. The only purpose of military weapons is to kill people, many at a time, quickly. And that is the difference between guns and other weapons or fistfights. It is quick and immediate. Before all the gun advocates start reacting, no one is trying to confiscate legally owned guns. No one is objecting to responsible permit holders having guns. No one is trying to curtail ownership for hunters, target shooters, and collectors. It is the impulsive, immature sociopaths who shouldn't have guns. I hear from many who say they want their gun to protect themselves against the government. I say good luck against the U.S. military. Now about the Second Amendment. The U.S. Supreme Court in Heller that curtailed gun control still said, like most rights, the right secured by the Second Amendment is not unlimited. Nothing in our opinion should be taken to cast doubt on longstanding prohibitions on the possession of firearms by felons and the mentally ill, or laws forbidding the carrying of firearms in sensitive places such as schools and government buildings, or laws imposing conditions and qualifications on the commercial sale of arms. Polls show the American people overwhelmingly want gun control. We can do it, but it means standing up to the NRA. It means letting our representatives in Congress know that we support them in their elections against the NRA. We can do it. This is Ellie Kinnaird.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.